This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Overanalyzing is our business. This is Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Well, nice to hear it once again. Leafs Nation pregame, our first regular broadcast here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. Gord Stellick, Chris Johnson, getting set, teeing up. I know it's preseason action, but when it's the Montreal Canadiens in town, it's always got a little bit more of a sizzle to it. Of course, taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Toronto Blue Jays winners earlier today. Heard that the Toronto FC also wins, so we'll find out if the Toronto Maple Leafs preseason version can get back to their winning ways after a loss to the Buffalo Sabres last night. We'll preview the lineup that's going on tonight for both teams. And Chris, first of all, as our friend Paul Romanek was doing on TV, kind of kidded earlier, home teams generally get a stronger lineup out. The Montreal Canadian team, as he said, makes last night's Buffalo team look like Legends Row. They're trying out a lot of new guys.
Well, and we have to remember too, Gord, that it's three games and three nights for the Habs that they're playing tonight. So some of that is just managing their numbers. I'm sure they don't want to overtax the veterans that are going to be back here, you know, in a week and a half's time for the start of the real thing. So this is probably the last game we'll see with the really diluted lineups. I think once we get to next week, most teams around the league will be at a more manageable roster number.
Well, it's true as well that, you know, I mentioned at the start that there's preseason, but there still is, if you want to call it cachet, the one team that can still bring it is the Montreal Canadiens coming to Toronto.
Well, I saw a lot of Habs jerseys walking to the rink tonight.
Expo jerseys, too.
Wow, I didn't see that one. But you're right. And yeah, it's still Saturday night, and we're all kind of getting used to hockey being back again. It's a familiar feeling, but feels a little weird after the summer, I guess. And there's going to be some buzz here, I think, even though you're going to need a program to keep track of some of the guys, especially on the visiting team.
Well, you're one of the guys. I mean, you cover things day in, day out around the Toronto Maple Leafs, around the National Hockey League. And I know when I was chatting with you the day, first day of training camp, last year there were already controversies. Phil Kessel's weight, Steve Spott's comments about, you know, not Kessel not wanting to do the power play system they were going trying to implement. Nazem Kadri not happy about not having a contract. You know, a lot of Randy Carlyle's assistant coaches having been fired. One thing I noticed from the once Mike Babcock got in place, Lou Lamoriello, then there's not the same kind of distractions, which has to be a plus.
I would think so. And I mean, last year was a perfect storm, probably in the wrong way, for the way a lot of those events came together. Obviously, the performance on the ice in the second half in particular didn't help things. I mean, a winning team tends to have you know, a little less controversy because everyone's talking about what's going on the ice. But it's a totally different feel around the Leafs right now. I don't know that it's going to translate to a huge amount of success this season, but clearly we know who's in charge. There's a lot of structure to what's been going on in the practices, how Mike Babcock is with the team. Very, as we kind of see, anyone who's watched his interviews on TV or heard them on the radio, he's in charge. And I think that there's that, everyone's sort of attention right now is being, you know, focused on that. So no distractions at all. We're not even debating, you know, are the young kids going to make this roster? I mean, really, everything seems, the expectations have been kept probably right where they should be, right in check, and it's been sort of a quiet camp, I guess, on the front of storylines or news or even controversy.
You know, one difference I do notice is that one thing Dave Nonis had real success a couple of years ago, Mason Raymond, last year Daniel Winnick and Mike Santarelli, like getting those guys basically bargain basement on one-year contracts. Sean Mathias could be that kind of guy this year, but then Brad Boyce, Curtis Glencross, you look at it, and Devin Setoguchi. I mean, three comparable guys, but they're trying out. And I know in the case of Boyce and Glencross, they really thought there'd be something there July 1st, and so did a lot of other people.
They did, and you know, as I look at things right now with the Leafs, I only see a spot for one of those guys. I mean, they're going to carry 13 forwards to start the season, and barring an injury here or a trade or some other shakeup, which is still very possible. I mean, nothing's set with this Leafs team. I don't think all three of those guys are going to end up, you know, in the organization. Maybe if one of them takes an AHL deal, but I doubt they'll be too eager to do that. So you know, there's a competition among those three to try to claim the one spot that's definitely open. It could be two, I guess, if two of them are outperforming some of the guys that appear to be established here. But it's a weird summer around the league. We saw this in a lot of places. You know, I asked Brad Boyes, does it feel unfair? I mean, you're a 10-year veteran in this league. You probably look at the rosters of every team, and there's players that he would feel he's more effective than, better than, who have guaranteed deals, and he's here on a tryout. And he said life isn't fair. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the reality. Some guys got squeezed this year by the salary cap and the way everything played out. And you know, on the good side for these guys, they know there is opportunity. I mean, at least one of them's getting a contract. And I think an opportunity really to play on this team. And that's why they've come to Toronto to chase their tryout.
You know, there's a lot of young players. Saw Stuart Percy, I thought, had a strong game last night. Other guys catching your eye. I still think, and it won't come out till the regular season, Joffrey Lupul has to be healthy. Bozak has to play better. Komarov has to be healthy and play more like he did the first part of the season. What is a Dion Phaneuf going to be in the Mike Babcock scheme of things? That, you know, at the end of the day, you're studs. And I think James Van Riemsdyk was the only guy that I thought last year had a somewhat half-decent season of all that gang.
Right.
I mean, they've all got to bring it up a notch or two or three.
And I think that there's a chance that it's going to happen because, you know, let's face it, we all sometimes, no one likes having a hard boss, but what a hard boss can do for you is create a scenario for you to be successful in. And I think that we're going to see some of that with Mike Babcock here this year, and, you know, Lou Lamoriello by extension up in the press box. But, you know, I do believe that they're going to create an atmosphere around this team where, you know, look, the Leafs aren't going to be the most skilled team around the league. We know that already. But where that they can get the most out of some of these guys. And I think last year, everyone kind of lost their way. I'm not sure the effort was always there. There was just a lot of disorganization. That's not the case anymore. And you know, for some of these guys, we know years pass quickly in pro hockey. And for a lot of them, they are veteran guys. And this is an opportunity, whether they're going to be here or somewhere else long term, where they have to kind of grab hold of it and make something of themselves.
When we come back, we'll set up more of the lineups going on tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs getting set to take on the Montreal Canadiens here at Air Canada Centre. NHL preseason action. Gord Stellick, Chris Johnston with you. We'll come back. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Sorry, Japanese, German, and American competitors. Hyundai's newest offer is here. Get into the 2015 Sonata GL with GLS features like no-charge push-button start.
Unvorstellbar.
No-charge blind spot detection, price adjustments,
and a 5-year warranty.
And more.
How does Hyundai do it?
0% leasing for up to 24 months.
This is unfair.
This is how we do it.
Quality, features, value. The competition just can't figure out how we do it. That's the H-Factor. The Hyundai Advantage ends September 30th. Dealer may sell for less. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
So many pizza abilities at Pizza Pizza. Hi, it's Pat Finelli with our exciting Pizza Abilities Scratch and Match game. Receive a scratch card with every pizza for your chance to win prizes, like $11,000 in cash, gift cards, or a family vacation to Universal Orlando Resort. Pizza Pizza, where the pizza abilities are endless and the pizza's phenomenal.
9, 6, 7, 11, 11, Pizza Pizza. 9, 6, 7, 11, 11.
So many pizza abilities.
Welcome to Subaru. Do you have any questions about the cars?
Sorry about that.
Goodness, your husband is excited. You guys going to the game today?
Today is the day!
No, we're not going to the game. He's just excited about getting our Subaru today. He's a big fan.
Looks like it. I've never seen a Subaru foam finger. Is that custom?
You better believe it, baby!
Well, look at that. He's painted our logo on his chest.
The only thing more passionate than a hockey fan is a Subaru fan. See your local Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%.
We'll give you the before and after picture. It starts here with Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This is what I would say. There's about 13 forward spots. You got to find one. You know, you just got to find one. And so some guys play better with those guys. Some guys, it makes them worse, and they get nervous, and they're better on the third line. I don't know. We're going to watch them try and see what happens. Caught up in the day-to-day stuff.
Toronto Maple Leaf head coach Mike Babcock talking about Devin Setoguchi, one of those players we were just chatting about on a professional tryout, trying to secure a spot with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Gord Stellick, Chris Johnston, welcoming you back to Molson Canadian Leafs hockey. It's Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. Toronto Maple Leafs, Montreal Canadiens getting set to do battle here at Air Canada Centre. And just talk about Devin Setoguchi. He's put him with a couple of good line mates in James Van Riemsdyk and Tyler Bozak tonight. And this is a guy of the three that I know. I talked to Eric Francis in Calgary, and you talk to anybody in Calgary, they think this guy's got no chance. Obviously, the Toronto Maple Leafs feel he's cleaned up his act as far as dedicated to be a pro hockey player again.
Well, I think what's most important for Devin is, and he's been open about this, is that he's sobered up, and he's been 6 months since he's had a drink, and he didn't go into the sort of what those issues, you know, caused him. But, you know, we know he's here. He's not yet 30. He's a former 30-goal scorer, and he's on a tryout. So clearly he was worried he was squandering whatever opportunity he had in the NHL. And, you know, for his personal life, that's the most important thing. And obviously we hope he continues with that. But, you know, the second chances. I mean, Lou Lamoriello is a pretty loyal guy, is willing, I think, to extend those opportunities to players. And, you know, you never know. I mean, there's sort of nothing ventured, nothing gained. But I do think it's interesting that those three forwards are all playing tonight. The guys on the tryouts, Glenn Cross and Boys as well. And you have to, it's almost, it's a silly thing to say because it's one hockey game and a lot of things can happen. But you're looking for these guys. Can they score? Can they take advantage of those situations? And if you're Devin Setoguchi, all you can ask for is getting an opportunity to play some big minutes, to play with line mates that can get things done. And you know, try to show the brass that you know, he is fighting for a job and he can take one.
You know, put things in context. I think last year's, the sum of the preseason schedule was Brandon Kozin made the team.
Right.
And now he's the top scorer in the KHL, I think, and one of the top guys. But it just, he got hurt in that. But it just shows how little flexibility there is. And you mentioned maybe one of these three guys might find a spot. So that'll be interesting tonight as far as that goes.
I had a coach refer to that as a September sweetheart. He said every year, every camp he was in the NHL, there would be one guy that you can't take your eyes off. Or maybe he's racking up lots of points. You think he's going to be a stud.
Yeah.
And by about the 10th game of the regular season, it's clear he can't keep up with the veterans who maybe are kicking into another gear. And I think that's kind of where Brandon Kozin was last year. We haven't had it, I don't think, quite yet in the Leafs camp. I mean, it's tough to get our minds around this. I believe this is the fifth game in 6 days for this team.
Yeah.
There's been a lot going on. I think maybe we'll start to see here in the next week, can Michael Nyland, or Michael, oh, Freudian slip there, young William, his son, of course, can he go out there and keep pushing? I mean, I think he's obviously destined for the Marlies unless something unexpected happens, but, you know, that's his job to go out and do that. But we haven't had maybe that guy yet that everyone's talking about and fixated on, about whether he's going to bring something we didn't expect.
You know, an interesting article by our friend Damian Cox today talking about the Nylander family. And now you've got another, a younger brother looking like a first-round pick next year, playing for the Steelheads, and also a dad that's going to be an assistant coach. Which quite often is a good way to get a job if you bring your kid over and that. I mean, Uffe Krupp did that years ago in Belleville and what have you. So it the Krupp's excellent Canadian vacation, excuse me, the Nylander's excellent Canadian vacation is taking hold.
Well, you know, I can't blame them. I mean, I don't have kids myself, but you can imagine sending them, even though it's just to Canada, across the Atlantic there. I mean, you're going to want to keep a watchful eye and take a...
Oh, and he can add a lot, too,
and take
sure.
a role in his development. And, you know, it might even help William just having them close by, and, you know, on a Tuesday night they can go out to dinner, and some of that familiarity I don't think can hurt at all. But you're right, it's an interesting time for that family. And William actually was a Mississauga pick a couple years ago in the import draft, and they were never able to convince him to come over, so they did a little better job with the little brother.
Now, Chris, we chatted about Mike Babcock a lot, and that was known he was coming, or thought he was coming, and certainly much ado about it. Lou Lamoriello, I remember being at the Pan Am Games track and field meet, and all of a sudden there's a press release in July, and you go, what? And that's not a knock. It just came from nowhere. And very, you know, different way of doing things. He's done it his way. And what have you thought about so far the Lou Lamoriello imprint on this organization?
I think it's important that they have someone with experience in the front office now. I mean, it's a tough job if you haven't done it before, and that's no knock on Kyle Dubas or Mark Hunter, obviously experienced hockey guys in their own right. But, you know, doing this at the NHL level, I think, you know, just having Lou's experience there is a positive. And you're right, total surprise. I hadn't even heard this whispered, and we hear a lot of stuff whispered, you know, that this could happen or maybe this is going on. I mean, Brendan Shanahan and Lou and, you know, anyone else who had to know, obviously the owners of the Devils, to give him permission to talk to him, you know, did a great job of keeping it under wraps. And You know, we don't know how long he's here, but I think a mentorship role is sort of the way I envision it for Kyle Dubas in particular. And it's pretty clear he's not here just to goof around. He's moved up here. He's bought a house here. He intends to be a Leaf for a good while, you know, despite, he's not ready to just sort of ease into retirement. And, you know, I think he is going to make an impact on this team. We've already seen it. Everyone looks a little different. No 5 o'clock beards or long hair anymore around this team. And, you know, as much as we joke about that, I think he's trying to help build maybe some of that culture and foundation that Mike Babcock's preached as well.
We'll come back. We'll help tee up more tonight's game. It is NHL preseason action. Gord Stellick, Chris Johnson with you at Air Canada Centre. The Toronto Maple Leafs getting set to battle the Montreal Canadiens. You're listening to Leafs Nation pregame on Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Warm up for the game with Leafs Nation pregame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Welcome back, Leafs Nation pregame. Gord Stellick, Chris Johnson, as our former partner Mark Osborne looks on wistfully. That's what he's banging my headset about. See, he's now a pro scout. Chris, for the Los Angeles Kings.
He's got a little FOMO, though. He's missing out being up here with you.
Oh, I know he is. And I bet on every other team but the LA Kings in Vegas right after Ozzie got the job. But actually, no, happy for him. And he'll be here a lot doing it. But that's what he's doing this year. So he's up here as giving us little tips as we get set for tonight's game, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Montreal Canadiens, here at Air Canada Centre, NHL preseason action. Gord Stellick, Chris Johnson. And first talking about before, just the ambiance, the Montreal sweaters, and then the Toronto Blue Jay crowd. And I know you're summer, and let's face it, that's what was on this network earlier today. It's going to be hockey fever at some point, but a baseball buzz, and I understand you caught it pretty hard this summer like a lot of other people.
Yeah, well, I've had it for, I don't want to reveal my age too much, but a good 20-plus years I've been having that buzz. But it's been awesome. And even tonight as I was here at the rink, seeing some of the pictures and the video of the guys celebrating the Jays after, I guess, officially locking up the wild card position today, although they technically did it last night. No one realized until it was too late. But you're right. I mean, and we even had a TFC game in town today, too.
So yeah.
It's one of those days when you're walking around this part of Toronto. It's sports fans everywhere and real energy in the city.
Well, it just being preseason, it gives you an idea what it can be. Seeing what the Jays are doing, you're right, and the fan reaction, the way things are in 2015, that everyone goes out in throngs and celebrates together, where, you know, years ago we'd be with a couple of buddies in the den or something like that watching.
Right.
And so it's a great energy, and congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jay organization, and hopefully something we got a little sliver when the Leafs played Boston, that infamous 7-game series that now seems so long ago, and we shall see if hopefully when it comes down the road. Montreal Canadiens, just touch briefly on them, and that's a team that has gone from where the Leafs were, like picking third overall in a draft a few years ago. You know, granted, they had some extenuating circumstances, Markov's injury, and you name it, but best goalie in the NHL last year for sure, and other things. It's a tough one to get to that next level. They've achieved a lot in a couple of years, high expectations. It's tough sledding when you get where they are.
They're going to still need some help, I think, for management, and you know, there's only so much you can do in a salary cap era. But when you have the best goalie, or arguably one of the best goalies in the world, and Carey Price, and you have a defenseman like PK Subban still very much in his prime as kind of the main engines of your team, you know, not to mention a lot of effective forwards up front. Max Pacioretty, who's of course out injured, they're still hoping to get him back for the first game of the regular season, but that's a solid model right there. And you know, if Price didn't get injured 2 years ago, I think they get past the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final and
right.
Playing for the Stanley Cup. Last year they were missing something. I covered them in the playoffs, and you know, look, Tampa is, I think it's a team everyone in the East should be afraid of now. This isn't an up-and-coming team. They've arrived, and you know, in my mind, they're the favorite to win the conference. And the way this divisional playoff sets up, you know, both for the Leafs, if they're able to find their way back in, but certainly for Montreal, a team with bigger designs, you know, you're going to have to go through Tampa at some point, and that's kind of where the bar is right now, I think, for the Habs.
A couple of guys talk about in the lineup, of course, the Phil Kessel trade, and Barry Kapanen is the name coming over along with Scott Harrington. I mean, the big names that way. Former first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He'll be playing on a line. Glenn Cross will be on that line as well. And, again,
These are guys that ultimately what Mark Hunter and company did, hopefully more hits in some of these guys than has been the last few years.
Well, Kasperi Kapanen, from the Leafs' perspective, was the best part of the Kessel trade in terms of the return. And we saw a lot of skill. I was down in London at the rookie tournament a little more than a week ago, and you know, I thought he showed some flashes. And it's going to take some time. He's going to be a Toronto Marlies this season. There's no question about that. But, you know, a lot of parallels, really, with William Nylander. I mean, he comes from Finnish hockey royalty, does Kapanen. His grandfather is a member of the Finnish Hockey Hall of Fame from his playing career. He coached the national junior team to a world junior title. Obviously, his father, you know, those of a certain age will remember Sammy Kapanen. And as, Kasperi told me, my job's to be the best one. So, he's a guy that I think... is one of the reasons that, you know, the fans of the Leafs are going to want to go down to the Ricoh Coliseum this year, because I think the Marlies are going to have as an exciting of kind of this idea of the next crop that's coming eventually. We'll all be playing down there, and he'll be sort of front and center in that show.
You mentioned William Nylander playing on a line with Leo Komarov tonight. Also, big Toronto name forever, the family, the Hyman family, and Zach Hyman coming over to trade from the Florida Panthers. He gets a home preseason game tonight in that line.
He is, and he's a neat story in himself. He's already a published author of children's books, and coming off a great college career and season, and he'll be another one that I think that some patience will be needed with, and not really in the mix to make this team now, but I'm sure it's a big thrill for him to get a chance to play even in a preseason game here in this atmosphere against the Habs, and hopefully for him the start of building towards a career in the NHL as well.
And, Ozzie, here's something you're going to miss, the keys to victory. We're going to get Chris to do it. This is something Mark Osborne did last year. I don't know how we're going to possibly get it done, even in preseason here. Keys to victory are brought to you by the Toronto area Ford dealers. With so much to offer from the 2015 lineup, it's easy to get into a Ford from your Toronto area Ford dealers. Okay, preseason, three keys to victory for the Toronto Maple Leafs, Chris.
Well, what stands out, first of all, to me when looking at the Habs roster, they brought one NHL forward line, Dale Weiss, David Desharnais, and Thomas Fleischmann, who's on a PTO with the Habs. To me, that suggests the Leafs got to make hay with the other lines. They're going to be facing a lot of young, inexperienced players. I think you have to take advantage of that when we get into some of the head-to-head matchups. Secondly, last night was an abysmal game for the Leafs and especially teams. It's something Mike Babcock spent a lot of time talking about, but they were scored on three times against when they were killing penalties. They allowed a shorthanded goal when they were on a power play. I know that's an area of emphasis for tonight's game. Obviously, those are big. And probably finally, James Reimer, who I expect to see the whole game in the crease. And, he didn't have a great opening game in Ottawa, sort of a so-so performance. And it's too soon to sound any alarm bells, but I'm sure he'll be looking to have a little stronger performance here tonight. And if he does, they'll probably leave with a victory.
It's funny you talk about that. You remember Ed Belfour. Nobody had a worse preseason than Ed Belfour's first.
He was getting booed before he'd ever played a
meaningful
game.
I know, and then he probably gave them two of the most solid years of goaltending going, but his preseason was terrible. And you're right. He was getting booed by the end of preseason, got booed the first game of it. So we'll see what happens when the real thing starts. Andy Frost, just on the PA now. You mentioned that about the one line, and I know, remember years ago taking my son Justin to one of these games, and it was against the Red Wings, and then you saw the Red Wing jerseys, and then you heard, please scratch from tonight's lineup, and you see a lot of Montreal Canadian jerseys, and there's no P.K. Subban to starters, there's no, as you mentioned, a lot of guys, and I mean, they'll still enjoy it that way, but if they were looking to see the Montreal caliber team or the mainstays, that's not going to be the case.
Well, part of being a fan too, I think, is embracing the future. And there are players in the Montreal lineup that I think will be Habs. I mean, Mike McCarron's one that jumps out at me, a big centerman. Now it's actually DJ Smith, the Leafs assistant coach, who had him last year at the Oshawa Generals and really turned around his game and taught him to play defensively. This is a first year pro for him. He'll be headed likely to St. John's to the American Hockey League to start, but I know in talking to some of the Habs front office guys that they're very excited about him. So, part of this is seeing the names but you can also say, hey, I saw this guy before he was something big in one of these type of games as well.
Yeah, he got a goal the other game too, went against the Toronto Maple Leafs, Mike McCarron did, and so you got a big night. You got to do TV as well, Chris.
beats working for a living. That's what my dad always says to me. So
national exposure tonight. This is a big game. National radio exposure. Well, that's what we'll say. And national TV exposure as well. So we look forward to appreciate you joining us now. We'll get you post-game as well, Leafs Nation post-game. And, hey, looking forward to a great season. Always appreciate when you're able to drop by.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's funny. Last year was, I think, difficult on everybody. And, you know, it's amazing how hope springs eternal. It's not even about the fortunes of the team so much, but there is a sort of a fresh air around this group. Even the guys that lived through last year, I think, you know, had a chance to refresh in the summer. And, you know, I would think we're going to have a lot more positive storylines to focus on this season.
Sounds great. Chris Johnson joining us. He'll be back right after the game. We are going to turn it over to Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph for puck drop and the play-by-play. The Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Montreal Canadiens in NHL preseason action. This has been Gord Stellick and Chris Johnson with you at Air Canada Centre. You've been listening to Leafs Nation pregame. Molson Canadian preseason hockey right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.